It's that time of night for our US roundup with LBC Washington correspondent Simon Marks. I've been watching the most brilliant film today on Amazon Prime called The Accidental President. It's how Donald Trump got elected in 2016. Highly recommended, Simon.
Well, that's my evening sorted, Ian. I was in the mood for something new. I think we can probably all exhale. The day is not quite done here, but before long it will be sundown, and so far at least there is no sign of Donald Trump taking the oath of office, moving back into the White House, kicking Joe Biden to the curb. This was, after all, supposed to be his big day. Conspiracy theory believing supporters claimed March the 4th would be the date on which we would witness Donald Trump's political resurrection, the real inauguration day here in America. It hasn't happened. It's tempting to think all this is funny, except it isn't, because the theory was accompanied by a fresh threat to attack the Capitol building by a pro-Trump right-wing militia. Everything is nailed down and under heavy guard today on Capitol Hill, and the Capitol Police Force is formally requesting that thousands of National Guard troops remain on patrol in Washington for two more months. They were supposed to be pulling out in the middle of this month. Yogananda Pittman, the acting Capitol Hill police chief.
It's all about finding that balance between security and then how do we keep the campus open and accessible to the congressional community, as well as all of the millions of visitors that come here.
It will fall to congressional leaders to decide whether to keep the National Guard on the streets. One of them is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Decisions about security are made by the security leadership here, and we'll see what that ask is. We should have them here as long as they are needed.
That could be quite a long time, given the amount of intelligence pointing to violent threats from violent supporters of QAnon. In other news here today, don't mess with Texas. The governor of the Lone Star State, Greg Abbott, is furious that President Joe Biden called him a Neanderthal yesterday and insists there's nothing wrong with his decision to lift all COVID-19 restrictions and the face mask mandate in the state.
We are still strongly advocating that every Texan follow the best practice. Where we are today is completely different from where we were this time last year when Texans and Americans didn't know how to deal with this.
They've got it absolutely nailed down now, unlike last year when they were lifting restrictions far too rapidly, only to see a massive spike of infections. This time round, he's pretty convinced the roulette wheel of COVID will deliver a different result. Finally, if you wondered whether 9 months or so into lockdowns, the United States might be witnessing the start of a baby boom, well, it isn't. Far from it. The New York Times reports today that there is a baby bust in the U.S. Births down more than 7% in Florida since the pandemic began, down more than 10% in California. The economic uncertainty sparked by the pandemic, Ian, is proving more potent than the opportunity afforded by months alone together.
You need to up your game.
Clearly.
Simon, thank you. That's LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.